Fielding Questions, a podcast in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick. This week, our guest, Cody Stark, Insurance Officer, Business Development with Ag Country out of the Grafton office. Cody, tell me a little bit about the area you cover. Certainly, you've got a diversity of crops that you're dealing with in your region.
Hey, Don. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm based in Grafton, so my book of business covers most of Walsh County, and then I dip a little bit into Pembina, Grand Forks, Ramsey, Nelson, and Cavalier counties. I'd say majority of the crops I insure are in Walsh, and that goes all the way from the Red River Valley all the way out west towards the border with Ramsey and Nelson out there. So yeah, I have, I think I've counted before, 22 different types of crops I insure if you get down to the types and varieties. Not a lot of corn, but definitely more than we've ever had. A lot of malt, barley, soybeans, canola, sunflowers, wheat, oats, all the different kinds of dry edible beans. That's pintos, blacks, navies, pinks. Got some flax again this year after a little hiatus. Dabble in some dry peas. Potatoes, beets, mustard, I've got it all. So
sounds like it. Certainly, we've got guys riding the combine and getting ready for it for their row crops. Also important time or some reminders we should have for those growers as far as insurance dates, claims process. What should be top of mind for our producer?
Yeah, definitely. With a lot of wheat and barley coming off, just wanted to remind everyone that if you do take revenue protection on those crops with your crop insurance plan, September 1st, the wheat, barley, and oats prices are going to be getting announced for the harvest price. And those are all looking like they're going to be lower than what we locked in this spring. As of today, hard red spring wheat is tracking at 572. It's actually quite lower than that. So it'll probably average out here. We got 2 days of actual trading left, since the first will be on Monday on a holiday. So that could get down to 571, maybe 570 for wheat. That's going to be a 15% drop from spring to harvest. So what that does to your insurance plan is it's basically going to increase your minimum bushel guarantee, because it's going to take more bushels now to get you back to that original revenue price that you locked in last spring at 655. So if you right now have a guarantee of 50 bushels, that could go up to like 58 bushels. So that could be a big hop. And if you're in a shallow loss area there, right around your guarantee, that could get you into a loss situation, which that also makes me want to bring up making sure you're staying on top of any quality issues you may be having on wheat and barley especially. I have been hearing about some falling numbers. There are some discounts that crop insurance can add to take some bushels away to make your payment a little higher. I had one instance yesterday with the falling numbers of around 258 on wheat. That's a 7.9% discount. So that would take some bushels off for you and get you paid on some more. You do not have to take that quality. If it doesn't get you into a loss situation, you can just not add that discount factor into your policy, and then you'll just get to go back up to the bushels you were at and save your APH a little bit. So there's definitely some different situations you can talk to with your crop insurance agent about that. It's important to know as well that you cannot use the falling numbers sample that they take at the elevator. You can use that as a start, but we would still need to take a sample either from the elevator or if you have it in your bin and get that to an adjuster who will take it, for me, most likely to Grand Forks to get a federal grader involved, a federally licensed grader. And that's where we'll find that final falling number, or that's what they do for any vomitoxin issues as well. So just keep that in mind. And then also, we need to take care of that during the insurance period, or at least within 15 days of the final insurance date, which for wheat is Halloween, October 31st. So just to keep in mind, if you're binning your wheat and you end up hauling it in January or February and you find out you have falling numbers then, and you never put any claim in with your agent, then they're not going to allow any discount factors on the crop insurance side for that situation. So keep that in mind and stay in contact with your crop insurance agent if you're thinking you're going to have any quality issues at all.
We've had those kind of off and on persistent rains. I'm guessing that some of those quality issues is going to keep your phone ringing here.
Yeah, and it's kind of all over the place. A lot of my area that deals with this more often isn't dealing with it this year on wheat, and then some guys in the valley here who never deal with it are dealing with it. And even some, heard of some sprouting happening on some malt barley out in the western part of the county due to some excess moisture. And that's not good, because if you have a malt contract, they're probably going to reject that. But most of my guys take the malt barley endorsement on their crop, for their barley on their crop insurance. So they're definitely going to be covered for it, but it's just going to be a lot longer of a process, and nobody likes getting their malt barley rejected. So,
what about switching gears to a different crop, chopping silage? Are there any things that growers should take note of there?
Yeah, just a reminder. Sometimes, or shouldn't say sometimes, every year I do have to remind my livestock guys that before you chop your corn or any crop for silage, it does need to get appraised by an adjuster first. So just keep that in mind. The end of insurance for corn silage is September 30th. So I usually contact, especially in my area, it's usually a little later when they're chopping. So I'll contact them early September, mid-September, just to get a feel of when they think they're going to be doing that. And then I'll get an appraisal claim filed with the company they work with, and we'll get an adjuster out there. So more of just a reminder there.
We've been out doing a crop tour this past week, and you find some scattered areas that have had some hit with a little bit of hail. I guess I'm looking back to the season. What kind of things have you seen there, Cody?
Yeah, it's funny you ask, because I've been on the phone most of the morning with my adjusters lining up the next 2 weeks to go out and look at a lot of deferred dry edible beans and soybeans and even a little corn and sunflowers that were hit earlier this year. Most of my wheat claims are finished up now. Those were done. We had some significant hail in my area back end of June, and we had an early planted wheat crop, so there was actually some wheat heading out at the end of June that did get hit, which we left out there for a while anyways, and it did come back about half, and then it just turned the field into a green and gold mess, basically. So we got through the wheat, at least. We're done with those, and now a lot of these other hailstorms we've had, we just deferred the beans out until closer to harvest. You're going to usually get a better idea of what your actual loss was, if there was any bruising, you know, because the plant will continue growing. And if it is bruised from one of those earlier storms, it's going to fall over, and that does count as a loss. So usually if you try to finish a claim too early in the year on beans, you're only going to have defoliation, which doesn't pay very well. By deferring it out to here where we can see the actual damage closer to harvest, we'll definitely get a better payment on your hail insurance. So just a reminder, if you did have any hail adjusters out this year, to remind your agent when you're kind of getting ready to get closer to harvest here, we'll get the adjuster out there again and take a final appraisal of the damage. So just more of a reminder.
Again, a busy time with our growers. They should take note and make sure they get those production numbers into you guys as well.
Yeah, so I always tell my customers it's always good to get production in early. And I know a lot of guys like to wait till they haul it in the winter so they get a better idea, but you can update APHs later on as well. I like to get production done, even if it's in the bin, get them measured, get it done early, because sometimes we'll be a little surprised about what that actual number is. And if we're still on that insurance period, we can hopefully still get a claim in and get that worked. If we wait too long and get 60 days past that date, they, in most cases, will decline a claim at that point. So just a nice reminder to get those done in the fall. I know when we get done with harvest, we kind of want to relax a little bit, but it's important to get your production done, get it to your crop insurance agent so they can get it processed, and it'll help with any possible claims we're unaware of.
Again, before we wrap up, just any dates that should be top of mind that the grower should be alert to?
Yeah, I just always like to remind guys when the end of insurance period is for a lot of these crops. Barley, canola, edible beans, flax, oats, and wheat. That's October 31st, Halloween. Sugar beets is November 15th. Potatoes, October 15th. Sunflowers, November 30th. And then the last two, corn and soybeans, is December 10th. And then another date to keep in mind, premiums for multi-peril crop insurance are due on September 30th. Doesn't sound like their RMA is going to do an extension this year like they have in years past. So be sure to get those paid by September 30th in the mail. If you're paying by mail, make sure it's stamped by that date. If you're paying online, just get it done before then. If you don't, they'll just start adding a 1% onto your bill each day that it's late. And that's no good, especially in times like this. So get those paid and check with your agent where you have your hail insurance. If you didn't pay the cash discount on that was due by August 15th, it'll revert to fall pay. And some AIPs have different dates, but it's usually end of October, end of November, depending which AIP you're with.
Well, again, it's very timely information. Cody, thanks so much for giving us some details. And if growers have any questions, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, if anybody'd like to get a hold of me, I'm at the Grafton Ag Country office. You can call that number, 701-352-1651. Or feel free to call or text me on my own cell phone, 701-360-0469.
Good deal. Cody Stark with us, insurance officer with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Hey, just a reminder, Ag Country Farm Credit Services has a number of forums going on in the Red River Farm Network building at the Big Iron Farm and Construction Show coming up on Tuesday, September 9th. They'll have a session talking mapping your farm's future, a smooth and tax-smart succession and retirement strategy. Again, that's going on at 11:30 Tuesday, September 9th. On Wednesday, 11:30, there will be a crop insurance update, MPCI update impacting our farmers. And then on Thursday, also at 11:30, a farm policy update, insights, and your questions, all from Ag Country Farm Credit Services, all at the Big Iron Farm Show in the Red River Farm Network building. That's our latest edition of Fielding Questions podcast. It's sponsored by the good folks of Ag Country Farm Credit Services in collaboration with the Red River Farm Network. Of course, you can always find out more at agcountry.com. I'm Don Wick for the Red River Farm Network.